Science, paragraphs 36 to 40. Anyone will renovate his science who will steadily look after the irregular phenomena. And when the science is renewed, its new formulas often have more of the voice of the exceptions in them than of what were supposed to be the rules. William James. Paragraph 36. Science as unbiased observation of nature and comprehension of the cosmic laws and functionalities has been misunderstood and distorted throughout patriarchy in all dominator cultures of the world. Paragraph 37. While still in antiquity, science was in the hands of philosophers who had a metacognitive view of nature. Science became more and more a quantitative concept, out for construing measuring devices and defining reality more and more along the lines of what could be measured with these devices, declaring nonsense or banning what could not be measured. Unfortunately, the unresolvable rest that was regarded as trash and blinded out from reality was the greater half of nature. As a result, the true science and its effective and functional counterpart, natural healing, had to go underground in Western civilization and was bound to barely survive under the threat of widespread official denial, slander, and persecution. This science was first called philosophy during antiquity, then hermetic science or alchemy, and then magnetism, spiritism, and finally New Age science. Paragraph 38. True science is first of all energy science, the intelligent understanding and use of the cosmic life energy that is called Qi in China, Ki in Japan, Mana or Aka with the Kahunas from Hawaii and with most Aboriginal peoples, Prana in India, Ka in Old Egypt, and that in Western alternative science was called Vis Vitalis by Paracelsus, Spirit Energy by Swedenborg, Animal Magnetism by Mesmer, Odic Force by Reichenbach, Elan Vital by Coué, and with most hypnotists, Universion by Lakovsky and Orgon by Reich. Paragraph 39. A future society science paradigm should put the research on the cosmic life energy, the intelligent study of the use and functionality of the bioenergy, at the first place of its science agenda. Paragraph 40. Modern science has done a first step in the right direction with the abandonment of the rigid observer standpoint and the acknowledgement of probabilities and paradoxes in quantum physics. The next step can only be the acknowledgement of the existence of the ether as an energetic continuum and the all-pervading cosmic life energy as the one single creator principle in the universe.